Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, Wizard World 2019 Special Edition. Today, we're joined by the Unipiper and friend of Unipiper and host of
Portland at the Movies.
Portland at the Movies. Thanks for joining us. I know you guys traveled a long way to get here.
I came all the way from Wilsonville.
I think it took me 7 minutes.
Well, actually, I meant next door. But yes,
even closer.
The booth next door. Yes,
booth neighbors.
We kind of are neighbors. All right. Well, I think the Unipiper is obviously is a fascinating piece of Portland lore. It is an iconic piece of Portland lore. So the first question we have to ask, being that this is a scary movie podcast, is I know your go-to is Darth Vader.
Yes.
Which is, Darth Vader is obviously terrifying. It's horror adjacent. I wouldn't say he's a horror icon. He is horror adjacent.
Horror adjacent. That's a good way.
Have you ever considered any other mask?
Yes. Yeah. Every Halloween, I like to do something because horror is my favorite movie genre.
Right.
So it's near and dear to my heart. So I bring that out each October. I've done a Leatherface full get up with a flaming chainsaw before. This past year, I did Jason.
Awesome.
It works out pretty well.
Not Mrs. Voorhees.
Yes, yes.
But, yes, but Jason. Jason.
The son. He wore a cable knit sweater and was Mrs. Voorhees.
Maybe that's an idea for next year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the deep dive, the Unipiper deep dive. So give us a quick history lesson on the Unipiper.
For those that may be out of Portland and have no clue what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Yeah, so.
For those who haven't seen The Gong Show, for those of you that have not seen America's Got Talent, and
right.
I'm sure a myriad of other.
And if you've never been to Portland.
And if you've never been to Portland.
So the Unipiper is my alter ego, and that is what I do when I ride a unicycle and play bagpipes, dressed in different costumes, and sometimes the bagpipes shoot fire. And I do it all throughout Portland, and Portland seems to really enjoy what I do, and I have a blast doing it. So that's what I do in Portland, and that's what I'm doing here at Wizard World this weekend.
It's the ultimate mashup. It really is.
It's like a
perfect collision.
There's something for everyone.
Exactly. So do you come from a Scottish heritage?
Somewhere far back there, yes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I've just always been fascinated by the bagpipes.
Did you grow up in like a pipe and drum corps when you were a child? Or
no, I didn't even pick up the pipes until I was in college.
Oh, really?
Okay. But I had an opportunity to play the bagpipes for free.
Okay.
And that sounded like a good idea at the time. And then I found a unicycle in a dumpster.
Right.
And eventually I had these two skills, and it was inevitable that they would go together, I guess.
Wow. That is pretty amazing. Now, have you ever taken your skills abroad to, say, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Kilmarnock, at all?
I did a couple of years ago. I got to perform in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that they just kind of flipped out. it was well received. I was really nervous, though. You can imagine.
Now, does that take place up on up at Edinburgh Castle, like above Edinburgh?
No, it takes place like on the streets below, and they have one of the, forget which street, but it's all blocked off and just all.
Oh, it's the main one where they have all the retail.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's just like the world's craziest acts all together in one space over the span of a month, and it's such a neat thing. But I got to perform there. And I think I made it into the BBC publication somewhere.
That is that is very cool. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
I have all four of my grandparents are Scottish, so they are no longer with us, but I'm sure they would appreciate the provenance behind the Unipiper.
The spin that I'm giving to the bagpipes.
That's right. So in your alter ego is a co-host.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Of Portland at the Movies. So tell us a little bit about Portland at the Movies.
Portland at the Movies started. My name is Todd. I forgot to introduce myself. I do a podcast with my buddy Mark Middleton called the Mark and Toddcast, and we're kind of a science-based Portland podcast that we pick a topic every week. And on our 12th episode, I think, like 4 years ago, Mark was like, why don't we call the Unipiper? And I said, because our show is terrible and nobody listens, and he's the Unipiper and we'll never come on. And he contacted...
The Unipiper is a tough get,
It is
folks.
A tough get, tough yeah. Get. And so it turned out that Brian lives fairly close to Mark where we record and came over, and we all just kind of hit it off, and Brian started coming on the Mark and Toddcast to do what's going on in Portland segments. And we had both always been talking about trying to do some sort of movie podcast or something, because we're both interested, and we just couldn't really figure out like the hook, like why, like who cares what we think about movies. And then Brian was the Grand Marshal of the St. John's Halloween Town
St. Helens. St. Helens.
St. Helens Halloween Town. Yes.
Halloween Town Parade. And so we were talking about that. And of course, I've been always obsessed with Body of Evidence because I just found it fascinating. And so we're like, oh, we should do a movie, or we should do a podcast about movies made in Portland, thinking that there was like 10 or 15 or... And we started looking into it, and there are hundreds and hundreds of just completely forgotten, some of them not, most of them awful. So we sort of stumbled into doing a bad movie podcast, but it's all about the movies made in and around Portland.
So. It just so happened by default that it would be about bad movies.
Yeah. Every once in a while we find something that's pretty good, but the rest of them are pretty tough, so... But it's a great podcast. It's really fun.
Other than Body of Evidence, what is your go-to Portland film?
We just watched one last month.
I think that's going to be our new...
That's our high watermark. It's a movie called Courier of Death, and it came out in 1984 or so, made by a man named Tom Shaw. And Tom Shaw himself is kind of an infamous player in the 80s and 90s independent film scene because he owned a lot of equipment. And there's a really fascinating backstory to that as well.
Listen to it on Portland.
On Portland Movies, yes. Right. But like Gus Van Sant and Penny Allen, they would all get their equipment from him to shoot their movies. But he made a couple of movies. One of them is called The Courier of Death, which is one of the most inept, terrible, wonderful B movies I have ever seen.
It's kind of a masterpiece to sit through.
It really
Courier
is.
Courier of Death. Courier of Death. I've honestly never heard of that.
Yeah, it's all on YouTube now, so you can search for Courier of Death and it should come up. But I mean, it's just made even better by the fact that it was made in Portland.
And it's one of those situations where it's, you know, like the writer, director, producer, and Tom Shaw, he himself has
caterer, hairstylist.
He has a part in the movie, and his role is fantastic.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing movie.
So what is the film that you would say, and I will tell you mine, and I don't want to editorialize, but the film that you think captures Portland? For me, it was Drugstore Cowboy. I was down in Eugene at the time when I saw Drugstore Cowboy, and I remember thinking, wow, this place is really, really gritty. There is some grit to this city. But what is the film for you guys that really captures Portland?
Wow. Well, there's been so many different versions of Portland because there is the gritty 80s Portland. Like a lot of the movies we see from the 80s are all filmed in the what is now the Pearl District, but back then was just
the
docks.
Pearl District was rough back in the
day. So there's a lot of when you needed a gritty scene, you went to the Pearl District to film it on the docks.
Now you can't afford to go to the Pearl District.
Yeah, and so now, and movies now are a much different Portland, and we watched a movie from 1957 called Portland Exposé, and so we got to see the city in the 50s and see all these little iterations of what the city has been. So
the thing that I think is interesting about the movies that we watch is some of them are definitely supposed to take place in Portland, and they're also filmed in Portland. Some, Portland is a stand-in for another city, and that's always fun to see how they make these locations that you are familiar with look like a different city.
Yeah.
And then there's other movies that are set in Portland but are not filmed in Portland.
We found out the rough way in a Hallmark Christmas movie called, I don't remember.
How Sarah Got Her Wings.
Oh, that's right. How Sarah Got Her Wings. It takes place in Portland, and there is so much establishing, like beautiful 4K aerial shots of downtown. It's just amazing. But then it's all...
stuff they paid for.
Yeah.
And stock footage.
It's the most beautiful Portland footage we've seen. It turns out it was all filmed in like Van Nuys or wherever they film these things. So
I got to ask, since this is a horror podcast, What are the horror films, the best horror films that have been shot in Portland? And or stump me. Tell me the horror film that's been shot in Portland that I don't know about.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do the double. So you start off with.
You want me to take the double?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Todd will follow up with the one from this year.
Oh, what's the one from this year?
The one that we did this October.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
you'll
okay.
take that. Okay.
Okay.
So our Halloween show last year, we actually did our first double feature on the show, and it was because there happened to be two horror movies shot in the same location in Portland about a decade apart.
What?
And they were both shot almost exclusively in the Piddick Mansion. And one of them is called Unhinged.
Yes.
Which, are you familiar with this one?
I am familiar with Unhinged. Yep,
okay.
Yep.
And then Unhinged was followed up almost a decade later by a made-for-TV Lifetime movie called The Haunting of Sarah Hardy.
I am not familiar with.
Starring ghost, Cela Ward.
Oh, wow.
It is a ghost story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it good?
No. The answer to that question on our show is usually no.
Yeah, it's a cross between a gothic ghost story and a murder mystery.
I think what a bummer for them both was that they didn't utilize the Piddock Mansion like they could have. I mean, that is an amazing location, especially for a horror movie and a suspenseful one. But neither of them really were able to use it to its potential, which was kind of sad.
It was neat in the Sarah Hardy. The Piddock Mansion was set on the coast, so it was like Piddock Mansion was overlooking the ocean. And
they open their bedroom window, and it's just like cliffs and the coast.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. Very Hitchcockian.
Yes.
Very Hitchcockian.
But I think the more interesting horror film that we came across was the one that we reviewed this year.
Which was Harvest...
No, Dr. Giggles. Dr. Giggles.
Okay, no. Yeah, so we found one, and I forget if I stumbled across it somewhere. There was a movie made in the 70s called, it's the only movie done completely in American Sign Language. So every single character signs. There is an audio track that was added later that just translated what their signs were.
Wow.
It is black and white, and it is a movie about vampires and Dracula, and it's called Defula. And
what?
This is a true thing.
The least
interesting thing about it is that it's done in sign language. Like, you get over that.
Right.
But it is an Ed Wood-esque, bizarre...
Can you actually obtain a copy of Defula?
It is available on DVD.
It is available on DVD.
Did we get our copy to Movie Madness?
We donated our copy to Movie Madness.
Yeah.
So it is available.
So we found a lot of these are just kind of forgotten, and we'll obtain a copy somehow, and then we'll usually donate it to Movie Madness to kind of
to
fill
put down
out
like
there.
Probably a $175 deposit at Movie Madness to watch Defula.
But yeah, it's a fascinating story, and it was interesting to research on the internet because there was really a different. There's some really weird broad comedy in the film that doesn't play, but apparently that played really well to the deaf audience, and the hearing audience just didn't kind of get some of the There's a whole interesting backstory there, too, about all that. But
it is absolutely crazy. Worth tracking down.
They also go to
watching.
The Piddock Mansion because Dracula's tomb
is in the
underneath
of the
Piddock Mansion.
Yeah.
Correction, Defula.
Defula. Oh, sorry. No relation. Actually, they do call out actual Dracula in the movie, too. So, but yeah. And there's another one. Have you heard of The Rise of Leslie Vernon?
Yes. Okay. That's a really interesting one because that...
And Mark and Brian have not seen it, but I saw that a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's a great little film. And in fact, the barbecue joint right on the corner of 11th and Hawthorne is used predominantly in it because it used to be a breakfast place.
Okay.
Gosh, I can't even think of the name of the restaurant. Anyway, the restaurant right there on 12th and Hawthorne, yeah, it was a breakfast place for a long time, just a standard breakfast diner. And they used that as kind of this like rural remote breakfast diner that the serial killer would go to often. But hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. I don't want to... I kind of wanted to end with Defula because that's like
Where do you go from Defula?
That's pretty great.
That might be the pinnacle of Portland cinema right there. And I am going over to Movie Madness tonight to pick up a copy of Defula.
Yes. There's a few clips on YouTube, I believe. But yeah, you can get the whole movie at Movie Madness. So.
Okay. Well, if you're in Portland, go check out the Unipiper. on a
street
city
corner
street
near you.
Yes.
If you're not in Portland, just type in unipiper.com and then see what we're talking about, because it's a lot easier to see it than explain it.
Yes. Yes. And if you want to learn more about Portland cinema, go to
portlandatthemovies.com or facebook.com/portlandatthemovies. We do an episode every month, so you can find it there.
Check both out and then go rent Defula.
Yes. Always be renting Defula.
Yes. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
All
right. See ya.